For teens and adults, we have family game night, Tuesdays, June 11th, 6 o'clock p.m. This is our ongoing board game night. Mm-hmm. Come in, have fun. You can either bring your own game that you want to share or try one of the many.
Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local FM radio dial, 102.9. Here today in the studio, it's another month already. We've got Mitzi Guzzi back to tell us about June. June's on us already.
Hi, Steve. Yes, June is here, which means summer and summer reading and new library hours that we've had before, but they might be new to some others. Mm-hmm. Along with a absolute festival of events happening at the library.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I should cue this song. Wasn't it from Oklahoma? June is breaking out all over or something. I'm not a singer, but wasn't that the song?
I'm not a big musicals person, so I don't know.
That trivia piece, you know, that was one of those tough ones. So okay. We just put that aside.
All right. Sounds good. So speaking to library hours first, just so we get that out of the way, first things first, we are still open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The library will be closed on Wednesday, June 19th, for the Juneteenth holiday.
Juneteenth, yep.
And the library also will be closed on Sundays for June, July, and August.
Right.
That is normal.
Summer schedule.
Got to make sure that people are aware, though.
Pick up your books on Friday or Saturday because if you need something Sunday, you can't go to the library, unfortunately. Yep.
If you need to return items, there are the drop boxes on the ramp entrance.
Correct.
To the library.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are constantly asking, well, where can I return? Drop them off there. We'll take care of it. It's all good. And if you're concerned about, oh, it'll be a day overdue, if the library is closed that day, it does not count against you.
Right. So if it's closed on the date, whatever that date is for the Saturday, even if you drop it off on Sunday and it's closed Sunday, then you're fine because you're all set.
Yes. We are not going to fine you when we're not open to receive the book.
Right.
That is not how it works.
No.
Now that we have that out of the way, we have the other monthly date to confirm, which
and
is the library book sale.
Happy stuff, yes.
So the library book sale is June 14th and 15th for the normal Friday, Saturday.
Right.
You have the book sale where all books are $1 and the bag sale where you can fill a brown bag full of whatever you can stuff into that for
fits.
$5.
Whatever
the
fits.
Hours are this are normal hours. The Friday, the 14th. 1 to 5, the Saturday the 15th, 9 to noon, and then the bag sale from 1 to 4.
Right. Yep.
Then we get into the big pickles. Mm. The wonderful, wonderful summer reading is here.
Yes. And I'm sure kiddos of all ages are going to be looking forward to summer reading.
Yes. So for 2024, we have summer reading programs for kids, for teens, and for the second year, adults.
Oh, my.
The theme is Read, Renew, Repeat. And starting on June 1st, kids, teens, and adults can sign up for summer reading on our website and pick up their summer reading packets and start getting their hours recorded, start logging their books to build up to our end of summer reading giveaways that we do. For our really dedicated, frequent readers, if you need a book recommendation, the first one that comes to mind for me is the new townwide read. That'll be starting on June 1st as well.
Okay.
Which is The Humans by Matt Haig.
Ooh, haven't heard of that one. That hadn't popped on my radar yet. So tell me a little bit more about The Humans. I mean, are we in that class, I think?
So Matt Haig is a British author, so we're probably not going to see him for an author talk, but I'm hoping we can at least get a nice book club discussion type deal going. Probably closer to the fall, winter.
Mm-hmm.
So people have time to read it. But the general about the book is when an extraterrestrial visitor arrives on Earth. His first impressions of the human species are less than positive. He is disgusted by the way humans look, what they eat, their capacity for murder and war, and is equally baffled by the concepts of love and family. But as time goes on, he starts to realize there may be more to this strange species than he had thought. Disguised as Professor Andrew Martin, he drinks wine, reads poetry, develops an ear for rock music, and a taste for peanut butter. Slowly, unexpectedly, he forges bonds with Martin's family. He begins to see hope and beauty in the human's imperfection, and begins to question the very mission that brought him there.
Without revealing the mission, so he's there to explore, effectively.
There is, there's some wonderful things. It's a brilliant book. I'm really looking forward, based on the reviews, to just the exploration of the human condition.
Yes.
From an outsider's perspective, mm-hmm. is the general theme that
sure.
it is.
And I'm a little surprised, but depending upon when he wrote it, and clearly there may be something there, but you didn't do it in the snapshot. Like, if somebody came in today into, just say, the social media world, they would say, what the heck is going on?
I don't even know if they could parse it. The social media world is growing, and the amount of information in that.
And misinformation and disinformation. Yep. Yeah, so, yeah.
Even parsing that would be a challenge. But, I'm looking forward to seeing the conversation that stems from that kind of looking at the human condition and what we've built for ourselves from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah, that sounds good. That should be an interesting discussion because, the devil's in the details, and as you certainly peel it back, then, there's some things that maybe perhaps we could do better, but we're done for a reason.
Yeah.
And by understanding the reason, then, we at least understand a little bit more.
Yes. And I'm hoping we can have those honest conversations and look at maybe our own biases, and take that time to kind of turn the mirror to ourselves.
Right.
Because that's the fun part of literature, is it gives us a way to examine another point of view.
And a window into our world in this case.
Yes. So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, moving right along, because we got a lot to do, Steve.
Okay.
We got a lot to go in.
My seatbelt is fastened. I'm ready for the ride.
Let's go. Special events for kiddos and families. First up on the list, the health fair is upon us again,
yes.
June 5th at 2 o'clock p.m. You want to join us at the Franklin Public Library, where we're teaming up with the health department for our spring health fair. It'll have local vendors, health resources, health service exhibits, food trucks, activities for kids, raffles, giveaways, petting zoo, the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. It is always a treat. On that Saturday, June 8th, please join us for Grown-Ups and Donuts, where children, please bring your favorite grown-ups for a special donut social featuring live music with Jamie Barrett.
Jamie!
It'll be fun. It's always a good time. And it's a great way to just celebrate the adults in your life.
Sure.
Then we also, on June 8th, have the Shavuot celebration, which is a Jewish holiday, and we're doing this in partnership with the temple. And you'll be able to enjoy ice cream, crafts, and stories learning about the holiday.
Sure.
And that will be at 11:30 a.m. I'm not sure I mentioned Grownups and Donuts is at 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So
you can still do both.
You can still do both. So Grownups and Donuts, Saturday, June 8th, 10:30 a.m., Shavuot celebration Saturday, June 8th, 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
So, right there, already we're starting to see a little bit of a packed schedule. Mm-hmm. Then we have Petite Picassos with Miss Lily, creating your very own step-by-step painting for a summertime sunset. That'll be on June 10th at 3:30 p.m. This is a great fit for children 6 to 11. Registration is required. You can do so on the library's calendar of events on the website. And then we'll be at the farmer's market. That'll be Friday, June 14th. We'll be at the farmer's market starting at 2 o'clock p.m. We're only at the farmer's market two times this year. We're reining it back.
Oh.
But we will be there with crafts and activities and summer reading signups and supplies for all ages. And again, that's June 14th, 2 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
There's only one other date in August. We'll get to there when we get to there.
Yep. So just June and August for a farmer's market appearance. But if somebody really, really, I mean, you can still go to the farmer's market and then, oh, by the way, the library's just not that far away. You can you just have to make two stops.
Yeah, it's within walking distance,
sure.
And I'm sure we'll have something going on.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned Petit Picasso's on the 10th. Well, if you can't make that one, there's another one on the Saturday. It's the same painting, June 15th, 1 o'clock p.m., versus the June 10th at 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
So we have one on the Monday and one on the Saturday. It's the same painting. Please do not sign up for both.
Just register for one, whichever one you're going to be able to make.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we get into our true summer reading with the Summer Reading Kickoff Carnival. That will be June 22nd at 10:30 a.m. We're kicking it off. We'll have the Children's Museum of Franklin with their pop-up exhibits, mini golf, game stations, crafts, balloons, temporary tattoos.
The works.
Very much. And that, again, we're starting at 10:30 a.m. on June 22nd to really kick off summer reading.
Okay.
So sounds you'll be good. Able to sign up and get all of your ducks in a row starting June 1st.
Right.
First, you'll be able to sign up and get all your ducks in a row starting on June 1st. But the real kickoff for summer reading is
the official big bang for it
is June 22nd. Then continuing on, we'll have Mr. Vinny back for his wonderful giant bubbles.
Oh, yes.
That is on Monday, June 24th, 4 o'clock p.m. We are hosting a pre-K boot camp, which is a 30-minute program for kids around age 3 to 5 as a jumpstart for kiddos that are approaching school age.
Okay.
We'll have stories, music, and movement, engaging activities designed to prepare kids for the school environment.
Wow.
Now that will be starting Tuesday, June 25th at 10:30 a.m. No registration required.
Just come in and show up.
And that is, I think, something that's going to be repeating over the summer.
It would sound like it's going to be somewhat repetitive because clearly at that early, early age, you need that kind of routine.
Exactly.
To get established. So.
And then Wednesday, June 26th, 10:30 a.m., Rainforest Reptiles, which is a return event for us where you will get to meet alligators, turtles, snakes, and more in the different rainforests that these you'll be able to travel with us to different rainforests around the world, meeting alligators, turtles, and snakes, and the places they call home, and there will be live animals for this demonstration.
Oh, yes.
No registration required, so come and join us, please. Then Thursday, June 27th at 10:30 a.m., I don't know if you're noticing the pattern of daily, pretty much, events.
Just about, especially once the school year closes, you've got something on a regular basis.
Yes. So Thursday, June 27th at 10:30 a.m., we have Learned to Play Ukulele with Julie Stepanek. Always a fun time.
Okay.
You don't have to bring your own instrument. If you have one and you would like to learn more about it, then please do. The library also has ukuleles as a part of our library of things that you can check out and continue to learn and play
and
after.
Yes.
That's always a good time. Tons of fun. No registration required. And while it is at 10:30 a.m., probably geared towards younger kids, it is for the young and young at heart.
Yeah.
Then we have our magic show on Friday, June 28th at 10:30 a.m. No registration required. We're welcoming back Ed Popularzik. I butchered that. I'm so sorry, Ed. I'm so sorry. It's a one-of-a-kind magic show that is guaranteed to leave the whole family impressed.
It just might pop some excitement into your day when you show up there.
Beautiful. Yes, exactly. And then Saturday, June 29th at 10:30 a.m., we have Pumpernickel Puppets.
Oh, yes. They've been here before.
They have been. So enjoy that wonderful cast of colorful puppet characters, live voices, and sound effects. Again, no registration required. So come as you are, and we will have a good time. And that is every day at 10:30, starting on that June 22nd. Now, also on Saturday the 29th, we're happy to announce that Chess Group will be continuing.
Ooh.
So a lot of people have been coming to our Sunday chess groups that have been meeting up at the library in the afternoons. So
with Sunday being closed, you're shifting it to that's a chess smart move.
So the chess group will be meeting on Saturday, June 29th at 2:00 p.m. And we've been able to schedule about once a month over the summer for Saturdays for the chess club.
Mm-hmm.
And that wraps us up for the kiddos, and we start getting into the teens.
Yes, indeed. The teens always get some special opportunities.
Yep. So now, for teens and adults, we have family game night, Tuesdays, June 11th, 6:00 p.m. This is our ongoing board game night.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, have fun. You can either bring your own game that you want to share or try one of the many other games that the library has to offer, either through the Library of Things, or I do tend to bring from my own personal collection of way too many board games.
So if you're a board aficionado, this is the place to be, sounds like.
It is very much. Even if you don't know much about board games or haven't really enjoyed the board games that you're used to, come by. Try some of the different ones, because this is not Monopoly. This is not Scrabble. We're playing things like Ticket to Ride or things like the Forbidden series of games, which are cooperative.
Okay.
A lot of board games out there are used to competing with each other, and it gets cutthroat.
Shoots and ladders and stuff like
that.
There are cooperative
games as well, so you can kind of build those skills instead.
Oh, good.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
We normally have a core group of about 10 or so adults that show up, but we're happy to have families, friends, and things like that come and join us.
Sounds good.
Then we have Tricky Trivia. We're continuing it over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it pans out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in proving that your trivia knowledge is a little more than trivial, then please do come. No registration required at June 13th, 6:30 p.m. for the library's trivia night.
Okay.
Then there's going to be a paint night for teens. Friday, June 21st at 1:00 p.m. They'll be joining Miss Lily for painting a beautiful landscape. And now this event is for teens aged 12 plus. Registration's required.
Right.
Book Bites is making a return for the teen population on Wednesday, June 26th at 5:30 p.m. So teens, bring a snack and join us in the teen room for a nice casual chat about what we're reading and what we hope to read over the summer. No registration required.
Okay.
And we have the return of Collage Club on Thursday, June 27th at 1:00 p.m. It's a fun time to scrapbook, vision board.
Play with some scraps, do some cutting, do some gluing, do some designing and creation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also very calming. I find it very cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
Nice way to kind of breathe in, breathe out as a moment.
Yep.
And we also have our Teen Pride Musical Bingo on Wednesday, June 26th at 6:30 p.m. So it's Pride Month, and we're really happy to celebrate it with a musical bingo event featuring LGBTQIA+ musical icons.
Okay. Sounds good.
And that brings us all the way into the adults.
Last but not least.
Tabletop is continuing. So if you are a fan of Dungeons & Dragons or Pathfinder or really any tabletop role-playing game, please come and join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. No experience is necessary. And you can email me at mguzi@minlib.net to sign up and get more information. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. We keep it pretty casual.
Yep.
This is not, you know, grim do or die. This mm-hmm. is more playful than that. So it's a great way to touch your feet into the water and play with it.
Right.
We also have a interactive matinee on Saturday, June 8th at 2 o'clock p.m. So this has largely been something that we've done for the teens, but I want to see if the adults are up to it.
Ooh.
So we'll be having a screening of the beloved classic movie, The Princess Bride, with
yes.
popcorn and props to as you wish, like throughout the evening. We will be shouting things like Inigo Montoya and "You kill my father, prepare to die."
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun. It's so much fun to do. I'm really hoping that the adults turn out for it.
Inconceivable.
especially when life is on the line.
Yes.
And we also have a Juneteenth tribute concert on Saturday, June 15th at 3 o'clock p.m. And we'll be welcoming Rodney Mashia, performing a concert of jazz, gospel, soul, folk, and pop music celebrating great African-American musicians.
Mm. So the Saturday before Juneteenth can,
yes.
can't be on Juneteenth because you're already closed anyway. So
exactly. So the Saturday before, we'll have this wonderful tribute concert. He's a brilliant musician. You can find some of his previous performances on YouTube, etc.
Sure. Yeah.
Amazing voice. Great talent. I'm really looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
And that's the same day as the book sale, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get the books early and then
yep.
stop by. Yep.
And then we have a wonderful hybrid program that I am fangirling a lot about this one.
You just are a little bit excited about this one?
Oh, little lot. So on Thursday, June 20th at 7 o'clock p.m., we have a hybrid event where author and trans handyman Mercury Stardust will be joining us for a moderated author talking Q&A.
Ooh.
So a lot of people will know Mercury Stardust from TikTok, where she has been doing multiple shorts as a handy woman offering specifically points of reference for DIY projects that are renter friendly.
Okay.
She is an amazing, amazingly gracious individual, and I'm a personal fan. I have a lot of friends who are personal fans, so we're all really excited to have her zooming in.
Ooh.
And being able to at least be a part of the conversation and to kind of celebrate that and up the ante in Franklin for Pride Month. We're going to be hosting a event live at the library, so we'll have it up on the big screen for people to get together and kind of celebrate in person,
okay.
not just at home.
Right.
Now, you can do both. You can log onto the Zoom meeting from
home remotely.
Right. Or please come
join
the community and mm-hmm. have a fun time as we listen to her talk about her experiences and also her new book, Safe and Sound, A Renter-Friendly Guide to Home Repair.
Sounds good.
I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited.
And for the listeners, yes, we can confirm she's indeed excited. She's jumping in her chair.
Now, this is a collaboration that we are doing with 50 plus other libraries
okay,
in the state. So
sure.
this is a big thing.
This
We're really
thing.
Happy.
Yeah.
We're really happy about this.
And amongst the libraries, we'd like to be up there in that, you know, top echelon of attracting so many people to it. So there may be some of that internal competition going on, too.
And we also, I mentioned all those painting events mm-hmm. for kids and teens. We have one for adults, too. Don't worry, adults. If you're feeling creative, you can join Miss Lily to create your own step-by-step painting of a Santorini-inspired theme.
Mm.
All materials are provided. Registration's required, and that'll be June 29th at 1 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
You can find those and more events, because That is just the tip of the iceberg, and what an iceberg.
Those are the highlights.
That's the highlights. That's just the highlights.
But
we have
really
more.
Goes, the calendar goes so deep.
We have weekly events. We have monthly events. We have special events. The library is a happening place, and we're happy to have you there.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. The one other piece, Porch Fest.
Well, the Porch Fest, the library is not officially, like... We're a location. We have like three groups on the library lawn.
I was going to say, you are a location, but
we're
it's not
lawn.
Necessarily your official event. You're just providing
the location for it.
For
yes.
That to happen.
So it's not officially our event. We can't claim any, you know,
any
props for that. We want to make sure that everyone gets their proper dues. And we'll have three performances at the library's lawn, I believe, at the front entrance.
Right, June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming no rain, rain date June 2nd.
Yes.
But at least on the 1st, they could do other things in the library outside the Porch Fest on June 2nd.
Come in for summer reading, get your summer reading signups, then listen on the library lawn, have a nice picnic for the day. You'll be good to go. You'll be good to go.
Good to know. Absolutely.
Yes. And we also, please feel free to stop by the library for Franklin Pride, because Franklin Pride is a community event.
Yes.
Is on the same day as the kickoff, I do believe.
Okay. Yes, the 22nd.
Yep, yeah. The 22nd. So you'll be able to hit both.
Right.
There's going to be a ton going on in Franklin on the 22nd.
Right.
Between the kickoff and Franklin Pride.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be starting with a bang and ending in with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, Franklin is, I mean, arts happen here for a reason.
Oh, definitely.
So between the Cultural Council, Cultural District, and just the people that make this a happening place.
Yep.
So cool. Well, thank you for sharing. There's a lot of highlights there.
Yes. And there's more to come. This trend of near daily fun and activities for families, teens, and adults will continue for pretty much the entire summer.
I was gonna say, let me guess, it's probably going to slow down in September when school opens.
Yeah. Slow down.
Slow
finger
down.
Quotes.
How do you define slow down? Good.
So the summer's just getting started, and we can't wait to see you all at the library.
Good. Well, thank you for taking time to share. Hopefully the listeners will say, oh, yeah, that's something I want to do. Mark that calendar. Mark that date.
Yep. Stop by the library. Pick up a physical calendar if that's your jam. Otherwise, you can find all of our events on the town calendar. You can find all of our events on our event calendar off of our website. You can find all of our events listed on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can find more like up-to-the-date weekly when it comes to Twitter and Instagram if you want more of a like this is the current feed deal.
Right. Yep.
But yeah, there are so many ways to get it. Come and get it.
Absolutely.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to your library, Franklin.
And we provide an entree to all of that through the show notes in this audio so they can listen and get excited like you are and say, oh, come along.
A lot of excitement. And we're really looking forward to it. We have a lot to share.
Well, thank you again. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. We do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.